I say. The thing is, can you figure out what it is that I'm saying? A lot of activity here in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The queen of cheap, Ms. Roberta Fasanelli, is here.
Hello.
With her bargains. Shelley Palmer will join us. He's got a new website created for people who have died. So if you're looking for that.
Like physically dead or brain dead?
No, physically dead. Well, there might be. There's probably a website for the brain dead. Huh. Let's see, what would be...
It's called TMZ.com.
No, I was thinking more along the lines of another talk radio host, but I wasn't even going to give him the... I won't give him the time of day or the benefit of promotion on our wonderful program.
Long-haired freaky people.
We'll meet Emil Bishaw, a new Christmas singer, in a little bit of time. But right now, time for signs. Yeah. You know about the signs. Signs that appear in various places. For example, the sign in the eye doctor's office. If you don't see what you're looking for, you've come to the right place. In the laundromat, Jennifer.
Uh-huh.
Sign in the laundromat. Automatic washing machines. Please remove all your clothing when the light goes out.
That's a fun laundry mat.
Remove all your clothing when the light goes out.
At the gravel pit, there's a warning. Quicksand. Any person passing this point will be drowned by order of the district council. Got it? Signs put up there by the district
violence.
Council. Huh. Okay. In a safari park in Africa, sign reads, elephants, please stay in your car. That was a fake laugh, Jennifer.
It's a big car. It's a minivan. Yeah. I had a visual.
Yeah, okay. Let's see here. Message on a leaflet. If you cannot read this leaflet, we'll tell you how to get lessons. Got it?
Can't read it. Again. Can't read it. You can't read it.
Right. On an electrician's truck bumper sticker, let us remove your shorts.
I like that.
At the Tennessee Valley Authority office, you know, they've been responsible for a lot of the power. They've had very interesting ways of creating power, and they've used, I think, some nuclear reactors down there. On one of the doors, the sign, when somebody leaves, they lock the door, sign reads, gone fishing. Get it? Nuclear power, fishing. F-I-S-S-O-N.
Oh, F-I-S-S-O-N.
It's too early to
On a taxidermist's window, we really know our stuff.
Ing.
Outside a hotel, help needed. We need INN, experienced people. At the farmer's field, in front of the farm, farmer allows walkers to cross the field for free, but the bull charges.
That one I like.
Yeah. Kind of fits on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, where we have several bulls. Had to put a bull to sleep last week.
Aww. Dad.
He fell into a hole and broke his shoulder.
Ooh. So you didn't, like, chop him up for, like, steak or anything?
No, Roberta, you don't do that here.
But that's
a waste. It is a waste.
For you, I don't eat my friends.
It's not a matter of eating your friends.
Yes,
it is. A waste.
Yes, no, I'm sorry.
Just be happy he feels this way, because if you slip on some ice this winter, you don't want to.
Yeah, really.
It's a waste. Yeah. Well, Jesus fed people with this is my body. You can feed it with this is my bull.
My mom fell down and broke her arm the other day. You going to put her down?
Yeah.
But it's perfectly fine.
She could probably have it fixed. This is not a fixable thing. You can't, with an animal, it's like they shoot horses when they break their legs and stuff because they won't stand still. They don't understand the cognitive side of rehab. It doesn't work in an animal like that.
Neither does Amy Winehouse. No,
she doesn't understand it either?
No.
I'm not surprised.
They try to send her to rehab, Doug, and she says no.
Nay, nay. Yeah.
She doesn't need rehab, of course.
No,
she's taking a trip in Egypt. She's in the Nile. She's in the denial.
Exactly.
Yeah. Coming up next, Roberta, who asked you for your comments about any of this stuff? Just sit there
and
remember.
Smile pretty.
Yeah, right. Look pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, if she were broadcasting the stream like Richie and I are,
on the gooddayshow.com.
No, I'm not there yet. I got to go now.
What are you waiting for?
Yeah. I'm giving you your time.
Thanks very much. Well, I have a green turtleneck on. I'm in the season this week.
Yes.
Had on a burgundy turtleneck the other day. I had a red one on yesterday, and I had a green one today.
Doug in his turtlenecks.
Coming up, speaking of Christmas, a new Christmas song and a new Christmas singer, Emil Bishaw joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Everyone saves at Macy's More the Merrier sale. 20 to 60% savings store-wide, plus an extra 20 or 15% off when you use your Macy's card or pass. Cashmere sweaters for her, buy more, save more. Men's cashmere sweaters, buy one, get one free. Coats for her, 40% off. Espresso makers, 40% off. Shop early till 11 p.m., now through Sunday at Macy's. Plus, get free shipping at Macy's.com with a $99 purchase. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply.
Suppose you needed $500 tomorrow to pay off an unexpected bill. Do you have it? In this economy, a lot of people have already tapped out their savings. Hi, I'm Montel Williams from Money Mutual, your trusted source to over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. Have you tapped out your savings? Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. It's quick and it's easy. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about the overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. Once again, that's MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. That's 1-800-532-CASH.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct!
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
The blue in my Christmas is the Colorado sky, the berries in the pie, the green in Grandpa's eyes. The blue in my Christmas, that's so blue I won't cry, is the day after Christmas.
Often when we hear Christmas songs that have blue in them, we think of Elvis and My Blue Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of turns that around and puts it on its edge. New Christmas song from 16-year-old Emil Bishaw, who started his recording career when he was 14, released a CD in 2009 called If You Let Me, and then there's a follow-up CD this year, All I Ever Knew of Love Was You. And that's an interesting point of reference for somebody who's as young as Emil is. Emil, welcome to Good Day. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
When you recorded All I Ever Knew of Love Was You, this is a song that was written for you, or you found it and decided you wanted to record it. How did that connection get made?
It was written for me by one of my ex-band members, a bass player, and he wrote it for me. He brought it over. I listened to it, and I loved it, so I knew we were going to have to record it, and it became one of my favorites, so named the album after it.
Really? Yeah. What I'm wondering aloud is somebody who's 16, or at that time, I guess you were 15, hard to have enough maturity to come across as believable So you've done a good job with that because,
oh,
again, 15 years old, it's not likely that you're going to have met the love of your life yet.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Right? Yeah, I mean, I think that that's a part of what it's like being a good actor. It's convincing people that you can do things that other people don't think you can do.
Yeah.
And that maybe is what this is about. So you have a new Christmas song this year. This is called, let's see, we had The Blue in My Christmas. When did you record that?
I recorded The Blue in My Christmas this past August.
But you have other, you have another song called Christmas All Around.
Mm-hmm.
And this is being added a lot. Every year, I think, Richie, there are four or five songs that sort of break out. They call them in the business breakout hits.
Yeah.
And they are seasonal. In this circumstance, you apparently have one of the breakout hits called Christmas All Around. And what do you think of, were you expecting it to be that success? And that isn't supposed to be a silly question. I mean, obviously you want it to be.
Yeah.
But expectations, one thing, what you want, or reality is another thing, right?
Yeah, it is. We really didn't know what we were going to be getting into with Christmas songs because you have to think about doing a traditional Christmas song, a new Christmas song, but we didn't want to do traditional, so we wanted to do a new song. And then it's hard to find a really good new Christmas song because everybody's so accustomed to listening to all the traditional songs that are our favorite. So,
yeah. So how did you come up with, is this something you wrote or somebody brought to you? What's the story with Christmas All Around?
Well, Christmas All Around was another song that was wrote by the same person who wrote All I Ever Knew.
Mm-hmm.
And he heard that we were looking for Christmas songs, and he thought he could write a good one that would be upbeat and be fun, but still be Christmassy. So,
all right, so let's sample this, Richie. Christmas All Around, Emile Bischoff.
There's a celebration going down, and a new year right around. Yes, it's Christmas everywhere.
How many songs, Christmas songs, are there on this CD?
There's only two.
These two. Is that what you said?
Yep.
All right, so you got Blue in My Christmas on one side and Christmas All Around on the other side.
Yep.
All right, now you have a video as well that backs up a song called Missing Child. Tell us about that.
Okay. The video for Missing Child was made because we wanted to raise money for the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and we wanted to do that with our song, but we needed a video.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the song, we recorded it, we started thinking about video ideas, and once we had the video, we put it on the website. All the funds, if you buy the video anywhere on iTunes, if you buy the song on iTunes, if you buy the song on my website, if you buy the video anywhere else or the song anywhere else, all the funds go to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. So,
if you go to missingkids.com, you can see more about how you can donate, whether you want the music from Missing Child or you just want to donate to this as a worthy cause, a good thing to do at Christmas time or probably all year long. How are you doing your schoolwork with all of this work on your career?
I'm doing good. I like school, so it's my main priority before music. I have to get a good education before I'm...
Who's telling you that? Did you make up your mind to do that? Does your mother say, you gotta get a good education, Emil?
My mom more than anyone else.
Yeah, probably me. Now, you have brothers and sisters?
Yep, I have two younger sisters.
What do they think of your success?
I think it's fun for them.
Yeah. The girls around, you have girlfriends that like the fact that you're pretty good at this?
Yeah.
Listen to that giggle. I like it.
Good for you. All right, well, the thing is to continue to be creative and successful and carry it through as you mature and become an adult, and don't miss sight of the fact that, you got to do well in school, and you got to keep your head on straight. And it sounds to me like you're doing okay in that department. Emil, thank you for being here.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah, take good care.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filters. filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Council.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougStephan.com.
Lay bells ring, highest in the lane. Snow is glistening. A beautiful.
Wonderful how a star, a musician, can claim a sound, a sort of signature sound. There's probably nobody else around who would treat this song the way Aretha Franklin is treating it. Not only her voice, but the treatment given by the orchestration. Crack it up, Richie, for a second. You see what I mean? The flair from the audience that punctuates her singing. Gilbert, my drift is here, Roberta. You could tell this. You know Aretha Franklin's works. It wouldn't take you long to figure out if nobody told you this was Aretha Franklin.
Oh, yeah.
You would suspect it was Aretha Franklin. Yeah, exactly. The way she phrases it. Sad news about Aretha. She's fighting a serious problem with pancreatic cancer. A story from Detroit. Apparently, she underwent surgery for this issue, and the doctors say it was highly successful. She's doing okay. I don't know that I would put those two. If it's highly successful, then why is she just doing okay? Tabloids are saying the doctors made a diagnosis of pancreatic cancer after she fell down and broke her ribs in a shower fall this summer. She fell down in the shower. I think a lot of people covered that. A lot of people didn't know that she had, just being reported this week, that she has pancreatic cancer. She's about 115, 20 pounds overweight.
Yeah.
And that doesn't help. As a matter of fact, this is something related to what is called fatty liver disease in animals. Two of them, they're separate things, but they somehow or other get related. So it's not a good, that's...
They can't take out your pancreas, can they?
Not in heavy function, no. Isn't that what got Swayze?
Yes, it is what got it.
It's very.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Generally, by the time it's diagnosed, you've got very limited time.
It's not one of the places you want cancer.
Yeah. No.
Because there's very few symptoms prior
Hold
to diagnosis.
Hold a good thought. Hold a good thought.
Yeah.
Aretha Franklin, certainly one of his, she'd been described over the years as the first lady, the godmother of soul, first lady of soul, all of that stuff. No matter what you think about people, you hold a good thought. I think everybody's always liked her music. Apparently, she's a little difficult to deal with.
She's a diva.
Those are the words right out of my mouth. She's a diva.
And she deserves to be.
Yes, she does. Supposed to be.
She has done some
Absolutely.
Wonderful things in the world of entertainment over her career. I loved her in Blues Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
You got to do that for my man.
Met Guitar Murphy's wife.
Yep. Okay. Speaking of people that we love to know more about, Oprah has opened up about her loves, and we'll have that Barbara Wawa in her special airing little bits and pieces of it to tantalize the audience, and Jennifer has that story coming up in a few minutes. Okay, time now for the 2020 news quiz.
Uh-oh.
Shall I ask one question or two?
Two.
I have a question about a person and a question about a thing. All right? Mm-hmm. Who is Keith Fitzhugh? 800-510-8255. Why is Keith Fitzhugh in the news this week?
Bonus points if you can answer who is Hugh Fitzkeith.
You can do that too, Rich, yeah. But not to confuse the issue.
Okay.
Keith Fitzhugh. Keith Fitzhugh is his name. What's his claim to fame, if you will? 800-510-8255. Another question answered by another person. What is the significance of the Macondo Well? Why would you be interested in the Macondo Well?
Macondo.
The Macondo Well.
The Macarena?
Macondo Well. 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with today's top stories in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, ever worry that upon passing, your social media presence would be underwhelming? A new website called 1000 Memories was created to help families and friends share memories of those who have passed away. Who would you trust to be your social benefactor? In other news, the WikiLeaks drama over the past few weeks has people arguing for the free flow of information versus a threat to our national security. A group of hackers protested against MasterCard's block on processing donations for WikiLeaks by committing a massive denial of service attack on their website. While the attack caused no internal harm to MasterCard, should this attempt be considered activism or shenanigans? And finally, the Xbox Kinect is continuously being modified in the most creative ways imaginable. Recent hacker Takayuki Fukatsu rigged two Kinect units that manipulate the video in real time to create an invisibility cloak effect. It's not Harry Potter, but this little experiment shows how consumer technology is moving closer to the cutting edge. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast, like the new Subway Breakfast Melt. Try the Sunrise Subway Melt or the Meltastic Breakfast BMT with pepperoni, salami, black forest ham, and tomato, fresh toasted on flatbread. Their melted goodness made irresistibly delicious. Get yours starting at 7 a.m.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Products may vary, available from opening to 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
Tis the season of giving, so why not drop by any participating Napa Auto Parts store this December for great sales on a variety of quality tool sets, like the Gear Wrench X-Beam Ratcheting Wrench Set, now on sale for just $24.99, or a 60-piece socket set for just $11.99. So hurry in while supplies last and give someone special the gift that keeps on fixing.
Napa Know How!
Tidings of comfort, joy, and a wrench set.
Napa Know!
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
33 after the hour, the Good Day program with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here, as beautiful as ever. Roberta Fasanelli, the queen of cheap, will be visiting that spot in the Good Day Show website with some things that are free, free, free. Before we get to that, though, let's get to our 2020 news quiz. Actually, two questions. The preference of the staff was for me to ask two questions about things that were going on in the news. First question has to do with the identity of Keith Fitzhugh, and the other is a relative question. That is, what's the relative interest or import of the Macondo well, and why are we talking about that? Which one do we take first, Richie? Fitzhugh or Macondo?
You know, I'm not quite sure what this Macondo well is. I think I do, but I'm curious about that one. So
all right, Rob, you've called. Hello? Hello, Rob. He's called. Hello, Rob.
Yes.
The Macondo well is relative because?
Isn't the Macondo well the well that was in the Gulf of Mexico that caused the huge oil leak?
That is correct, sir. It is the BP Deepwater well that was run by Horizon Oil, and the Halliburton folks were a part of all of this as well. And it was called Macondo. A lot of people didn't know that. They just referred to it as the BP well. Do you know why it is in the news this week?
No, sir.
There is a proposal that has been put forth by the, apparently, the Obama administration, but some of the private interest groups that are watchdogs over the oil and gas industry. And the suggestion is that because of the lack of safety, the lack of oversight, the lack of whatever, gas and oil industry needs a major transformation when it comes to how the industry is dealt with. And again, this is back to the federal government. And sort of reminds me of the Senate Bill 510, which, Rob, you've heard me talk a lot about over the last year or so, and how I've been so against the federal government getting involved in the food, in the small food industry, not the large food industry. And I think the same can be said of this industry. It is the big versus the little. The reason I say that comes basically a friend of mine, somebody that I know quite well, who is in the small oil business, small oil field. He bought about 3,000 leases, if you can imagine, when they were next to nothing. The guy's a real estate developer. He bought about 3,000 wells around the Midwest when they were nothing, cost nothing to buy them. And then they started producing oil again, and he's become extraordinarily wealthy because he was smart enough to make these little oil wells hum. And the kind of problems that the little guys have who are operating these little wells is insignificant to nothing in comparison to how the big companies that want to control everything, the big guys now see him as their enemy because he's making money and they don't own him and they don't own the wells. And he's become a competitor in a sense, much the way the small farmer is now the competitor for the big supermarket chains and the big agribusinesses. They want to put the little farmer out of business. These guys in the oil industry want to put this little drilling guy out of business. And so the way the government wants to fix the problem is to have a big blanket new bill that requires this, that, and the other thing of everybody who's drilling, which is ridiculous because the people who are the problem, once again, are the big, gigantic corporations, not the little guys who are doing this and doing it responsibly. Do you know what I mean, Rob?
Mm-hmm.
So the Macondo well has become the, I guess, the it's like the poster child for the issue. The issue isn't what is being done in the name of drilling oil. The issue is what's being done by the big companies that push the government and regulators around so that they can get what they want. And if you don't think that's going on, I have looking for the information that just that sort of backs up this is part two or B, if you will, of this whole situation. Oh, here it is. Harry Reid, you know, he's the fellow who's the House, the Senate Majority Leader. It appears that as part of the tax cut extension deal, Harry Reid is trying to get a tack on to this bill, which would allow online gambling to be legalized, onshore online gambling.
I heard him on the news last night.
Yeah.
Lying
SOB.
Like, well, and he's, this is specifically what he said. I think I can make this bill a lot better.
Yeah, okay. You want to know why this is going on? And this is the problem. Here is what's going on with that as a related issue to all these big business, big government things. Harry Reid got, listen to this, Roberta, $192,000 in his reelection campaign from MGM Resorts 2 weeks before the election. The folks at Harrah's donated $183,000 to Reid's campaign this year, and the major casino corporations put together a group that contributed and spent $3 million to attack Ms. Engel, who ran against Reid.
Wow.
So he has in his coffer almost $3.5 million donated to his campaign by the big gambling organizations. What do you think he's going to do when it comes to he's in bed with these people. So
yeah, when I heard him say, "I think I can make
what
this
a disgusting
bill
piece of dirt
a lot better," I went, "Uh-oh, what is that?
$3.5 million to get this guy elected, and this woman only lost by." Like,
yeah,
what?
It was close.
15,000 votes, or not even that, 10,000 votes. So he's paying them back by adding this bill onto the tax cut deal. And it isn't going to fly. Apparently his fellow Democrats are livid with him. All right, so we're moving around sort of the big business discussion. The Macondo well, thank you, Rob. That answers that question. Now we need to deal with Keith Fitzhugh. And to do that, we turn to Mona, who's in Grand Rapids. Hello, Mona. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good thing. I'm doing all right, thanks. Do we all sound like we're doing okay?
Yes.
All right. So who is Keith Fitzhugh?
Well, he turned down an opportunity to play football for the New York Jets.
He did, in fact.
Yeah, so that he could keep his job as a conductor on the railroad because his father is disabled and can't work.
Yep.
And looks like he just wanted to go with the
job with the
long-term employment, yeah.
Did you hear the story or did you look it up?
I looked it up.
Good for you. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. He was called by the Jets, Richie, this week, asked if he'd like a job.
Yeah.
He apparently was a great football player at Mississippi State, and he said, no, sir, I'm sorry. I'm very thankful for the opportunity, but right now, being that it would be just for the rest of the season, I feel I better stay with my secure job and long-term employment.
That doesn't happen often.
He's a conductor for the Norfolk Southern Railroad. He was released by the Jets earlier this year, and now they wanted him back again.
Right.
He got the job in September. He is responsible for supporting his parents. And so that's why he's staying. Mona is exactly right, 100% right. So we're going to send you a Kenny G CD for Christmas. How's that for a deal?
Oh, great. Yeah, sounds good.
Hold on, Mona. Thank you. Hold on just a second. But you'll take care of that.
He'll probably get picked up again at the beginning of the next season, which means it'd be a longer-term contract.
Right. How much would somebody like that make, $600,000, $700,000? What's minimum wage for
this? It's like $600,000.
Yeah. Isn't that better than working for the railroad? Oh. You got to work for a few years to get $600,000 from the railroad.
Right. I mean, but, you know, if you're only going to work for 3 weeks.
That doesn't work. No. But if you, and that would have been the case now.
Right.
Worked for, unless he holds them up for a little dough if they need him, and you hold them up for the $600,000, pay me for the whole season, and I'll go.
Which they wouldn't do.
No, of course not. So, good luck to you, Keith. Smart cookie. Speaking of smart cookies, Roberta Fasanelli, in a moment, will bring us up to date with her Queen of Cheap recommendations for free things today. And then Jennifer talks about Oprah opening up about her sexuality to Barbara Wawa. It's 17:40 the hour on Good Day.
Macy's declares Friday National Believe Day. To celebrate, the Make-A-Wish Foundation will grant wishes across America, and you can help. For every stamped letter to Santa that Macy's collects on Friday, we'll give an additional dollar to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's in addition to the up to $1 million already committed for letters dropped off through Christmas Eve. Together, we can collect more than a million reasons to believe. Drop off your Santa letter Friday during Macy's National Believe Day.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
Do you find yourself with less energy as you get into your 40s than you did when you were younger? Many people consider this an unavoidable part of the aging process, but is it? Lacking energy can come from a variety of causes, including not getting proper nutrients from your foods, consuming the wrong kinds of stimulants, and eating too many processed foods. An excellent solution to this ongoing problem is to make sure you consume enough omega fatty acids in your diet to restore that much-needed energy. To combat a lack of energy, Genesis Today has created a great-tasting juice that contains the omega-rich acai berry that will help you get the proper amount of omega fatty acids in your diet. Acai berry juice tastes great, and it's packed with 24,000 milligrams of acai in every serving. Plus, it has other important nutrients like omega fatty acids that will restore your energy and alertness to surprising levels. Drink a glass of acai berry juice in the morning, and you will feel energized throughout your entire day.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and acai berry juice, please visit GenesisToday.com. Acai berry juice is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and Super Target locations.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
Roberta with shopping for free things, advantage. One smart cookie, that Roberta Fasanelli.
I love shopping. I don't like shopping this time of year in stores. I like shopping this time of year online. But if you do go into the stores and you like Shoe Carnival, do you go to Shoe Carnival, Jen?
I don't think we have one.
Shoe Carnival? Uh-uh. We got some great coupons for you. They're good just for 4 days, today through the 12th, through the end of the weekend. You get $10 off of $60 or $20 off of $100. you know, every little bit counts at Christmas. We've also got a free ebook for you of Christmas crafts, easy Christmas crafts. Say that 10 times fast. Christmas crafts. Christmas crafts.
Christmas crafts. Christmas crafts. We all like our Christmas crafts. Don't say no. Here we go. Let's use them today.
Why do I get him started?
I don't know. Where did that come from?
Easy Christmas crafts.
You just said say Christmas crafts, and I can even sing it.
Rhetorical. Easy Christmas crafts for kids. Say that fast. Christmas crafts for kids. Christmas crafts for kids. Well, it's free. You can download it. We've got that website for you on DougStefan.com. Now, I don't like Christmas music for the most part. I will come out and say it. However, I love the stuff from Mannheim Steamroller. Yeah. And Mannheim Steamroller, right now, they're part of the 25 days of free Christmas music on Amazon.com. So you've got Joseph Dear, Oh Joseph Mine. Free download from Amazon. We've got the link for you also. A free one-year subscription to Boating Magazine. If you have a boat or you'd like to have a boat, you know what BOAT stands for, B-O-A-T, Breakout Another Thousand. We call them boat units because that's what a boat costs.
A boat is a hole in the water into which one pours money.
Right. But if you just, you know, want to read about boats, you get a free one-year subscription to Boat Magazine. Yankee Candle, if you don't have a tree. Like, I don't have a real Christmas tree, but I love the Yankee candles that smell like the real Christmas tree, so I can make believe I have a real Christmas tree. We have $10 off a $25 purchase for you. And we have a free Super Mario Brothers 3 download for PC.
My son's
free. It's from CNET. So go and get it all on the Queen of Cheap website at DougStefan.com or GoodDayShow.com.
GoodDayShow.com, Roberta Fasanelli. Now it's time for Jennifer Horn to bring us up to date on the latest happenings in the world of the tuber. And Oprah seems to be the number one item because people want to know about her sexuality. Isn't it very interesting? Mm-hmm. Gayle King calls Oprah the mother she never had.
No, Oprah called Gayle
that. Oh, is it the other way around?
Yeah, Oprah started crying when Barbara asked her about her relationship with Gayle, and she said something like, she's the mother I never had, the sister I've never had, and the friend everyone should have.
Richie, I think we have actually a clip of that somewhere, if I'm not mistaken. I think there's a clip of the Oprah cry fest that Barbara used to plug her special on The View. Have you got that somewhere there?
Let me see. I'm going to it right here. Which one is it, Doug?
You know what, Richie? I haven't got it in front of me either, but I know I saw it there.
Hold on a second.
I'll leave it to you to see if you can find it. Meanwhile, SNL head writer Seth Meyers hosting the White House Correspondents Association dinner next spring.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. That'll be fun.
Yeah. All right, so No More Lie to Me. That's a pretty good show. I'm surprised they're not going to pick it up at Fox.
They might still do it for the summer or maybe next fall, but they've not ordered the spring
episodes. That went
episodes.
On in place of 24, did it not?
Wasn't that on the same time? Lie to Me has been on for about a season or two.
Yeah, but I thought they moved it into that spot where I thought that they did.
They could have.
Anyway, there's a new CBS show with Jason Alexander. Did you see that?
I did. He's going to go to work for his ex-wife's private detective service.
Right.
Which should be fun.
Who plays his ex-wife?
I don't know. I should look it up. I'm not sure if it's anybody that we know by name.
Right.
But
so you heard by now the story of Donna DeRico.
Yeah.
The Baywatch babe.
Right.
Who's furious, so she says.
She's hot.
She was subjected to the TSA body scan because she's hot.
Right.
Yeah.
They said that it was so obvious. They just picked her out of the lineup and said,
come
here.
She was singled out because of her look. She said, I noticed that the male TSA agent who had pulled me out of the line was smiling and whispering with a couple of other agents and glancing at me. She said, quote, I was outraged. She was not given the option of a pat down. She was told she had to have a pat down.
Oh.
Claims the male agent specifically told her he picked her because you caught my eye, and they didn't.
No.
That's terrible.
Yep.
How stupid is that?
Yep.
Oh, sue the hell out of them.
Oh, my goodness.
These people are beyond belief.
And their boyfriend runs, like, Dick Clark Productions or something like that.
She used to date Mike Piazza, too, from the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Well, you see, there was a pat-down of the Indian ambassador.
Yeah.
At a Mississippi airport, she'd gone down there to do a speech at a university, and they selected her for pat down because of her flowing robes, and she's outraged.
Yeah, she ought to be outraged.
No wheezing the juice. Not wheezing the juice.
I'm telling you.
I'll have more TV news tomorrow.
Good for you, Jennifer. I hope you'll come back again. You talk about Big Brother and the picture that split the two Big Brother people.
So much news.
Funny 51
episodes. Not with me. No.
Do you have pain from a soft tissue injury? Would you like to alleviate the pain in 10 minutes? Science has now figured out how to put healing sound frequencies into a kaolin clay and polymer gel. Once applied to the area of pain, frequency signals are transmitted to the area of injury that activates the release of prostaglandin hormones. Your body's own prostaglandin hormones eliminate inflammation and the pain that it is causing. The result is the elimination of pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. We have thermography pictures to prove its effectiveness. The only alternatives on the market are topical cooling agents that for many are poor performers, often smell bad, may be oily, and do not activate the body's innate response system. If you'd like a superior alternative to alleviating soft tissue trauma pain in as little as 10 minutes, please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit knockoutpaincream.com. That's knockoutpaincream.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Three past the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, as we help you live better this Christmas time. Are your Christmas lights funky?
Yeah, mine are funky.
They are.
Well, mine are pink.
Kreitler here to help you perhaps fix free. Wow, Roberta, you're going to love this too.
Oh, yeah?
Fixing your lights free, or for free if you're Roberta. That's coming right up. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit is on the Good Day program.
This week, wrap up your holiday shopping with great holiday savings at True Value. Get a powerful halogen work light, 500 watt, for just $1,488 and save over 40%. Or pick up our triple toolbox set. Get three toolboxes for the price of one, only $1,297. Available at participating stores while supplies last. But you better wrap it up soon. Sale ends Saturday. True Value. Start right, start here for the holidays.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, Geico could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call Geico and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers, and if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call Geico today for a free rate quote. Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
All right, so we have Tom Kreitler here, who is the man in the know and on the go. I've always loved, there was a guy in morning radio in Boston, his name was Carl DeSouze, and his line was, "We hope you really know this is the Carl DeSouze Show." It always came out, though, "Hobie-dobie-do, this is the Carl DeSouze Show," so I'm going to change that somewhat. "Hobie-dobie-do, this is the Tom Kreitler Show," Tom is the host of the Weekend Money Pit show, heard on hundreds of radio stations around the country. He is fiscally aware, financially fit, and also qualified to help you with things around the house, like your Christmas lights. Like Richie, can't quite figure this out. I took out the Christmas lights for the first time in 4 or 5 years to use them to decorate the dairy store. And
did you skip Christmas for 4 years?
I don't do Christmas at the house because I'm not here anyway. And I'm not, you know me, I'm not much on Christmas because I think it's extraordinarily overblown in terms of commercialism. Great for children, but other than that.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, hey, Tom, one of my strands doesn't work out.
Richie has a problem with one of his strands.
I got one that has the little fuses in it, and I was able to take the fuses out and reseat them and got it working. But the other one, the fuses didn't work.
Sometimes those plugs fall off or they get frayed, don't they, Tom?
Well, here's what happens. You know, if you buy lights, the big lie on the Christmas lighting package is it says string will stay on if one bulb burns out.
Right.
So you would think, well, if I have any problem with one bulb, my lights are going to stay on.
Yeah.
But what they don't tell you is that if one light just gets the slightest bit loose in the socket, the whole thing's dead.
Yeah.
Okay. And LED bulbs, they never burn out. But the incandescents that we have today, well, they certainly do. So what you want to do is to go through, if you've got a dead string, and check every single bulb and make sure it's well seated in the socket, so to speak. So you press each one in, start at one end, work all the way to the other, and then plug it back in, and you will find miraculously that the string works again. I can't tell you how many times I've saved strings that worked perfectly last year, but, you know, for some reason and all the hustle and bustle of putting them away, they get knocked loose, you reseat them, and you're good to go. And the second thing that happens, Richie, is what you mentioned, and that is that little fuse. And if the string is still not working, you got to slide back the little fuse door on the plug end and see if it's burnt down. I got to tell you, it's really, really hard to see.
Yeah, they're
small. I mean, you just get sort of the slightest brownish tint inside the glass, and that means that it's burned out. And the good news, though, is that you can replace those if you can find them, by the way. I think there's a conspiracy among the light manufacturers to not make those fuses too easy to find. So you have to buy new strings every time. But if you can find those fuses at your local hardware store, for example, that'll fix it. And if you want to prevent those fuses from blowing out, you know those light strings usually have the warnings about how many you can connect together? You really do need to follow that, because what happens is if you connect three strings together, that entire load is going through the fuse on each string, and what will happen is the last one nearest to the power source, that'll blow, and it's protecting the string. So you want to keep them to a minimum.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who have so many lights around, they don't have the electric current or they have old wiring or whatever it is. You have those sorts of things to deal with as well. There are a lot of these tips.
You want to make sure you divide them up, too, across the circuit so that you don't stress out one circuit more than another in your house.
A lot of these tips are on the MoneyPit.com website, which you can find by going to DougSteffen.com, looking for Tom's picture as a contributor, and it'll bring you right